This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating for Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient's first name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Last name is Meshinsky, M-E-S-H-I-N-S-K-I. Date of birth is 5/22/1946. Date of evaluation is 10/6/2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and cognitive impairment, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 9/25/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient start indicates that he was admitted here for rehab post left knee replacement surgery. Period patient has history of diabetes, obesity, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia. History of depression, obstructive sleep apnea, cellulitis of left lower limb, chronic kidney disease, and possible mild dementia. Patient's chart indicates that he was admitted here on Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram once a day, and he's also taking an Amenda 10 milligram Q12 hours. He was pleasant during my evaluation. He minimized any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness. Period, his sleep and appetite is good. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Patient's wife was also present in the room, and he acknowledged her support. He reports that he has four children. One of them is in Tennessee. He reports that they have 21 grandchildren. Period. Next paragraph. Patient reports that he worked as a dental technician and his wife was his assistant. Reports that they met each other in school. Next paragraph. Patient's wife reports that in 1986, his lab was set on fire, and they had to rebuild it. Period. She attributes his depression to going through a rough time. Post arson, and he was seeing a psychiatrist and has been taking Wellbutrin since then. Period. His PCP continued to prescribe Wellbutrin. The patient acknowledged just forgetfulness at times. He could not recall the name of the nursing home, but he knew it's October 2023, and he thought it's Sunday. Yeah, he could recall three out of three objects immediately, but one out of three after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. No history of hypomanic. Manic symptoms or OCD or period, no history of substance abuse. Next paragraph, review system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain and weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic forgetfulness, psychiatric endocrine hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, outpatient psychiatric treatment. Yes, Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggressive behaviors or violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, college, fourth year. Current occupation, retired dental technician. Relationship, married. Number of children, four. Legal relationship, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, regulatory form, and chart. Nursing, and conversation with the patient's wife. Next paragraph, histories and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure 135 over 71, pulse 73, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, overweight male, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, resting, gait, and testing, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes. Generally goal directed association, normal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, other perceptual disturbances, non level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person. And time, Peter did not know the name of this place, memory recent impaired. He could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration impaired, fun, knowledge, fear, judgment, and insight. Fair, sleep and appetite under MSC comments with the normal. Next paragraph, medications. Current medications, CMAR, Namenda 10 mg, Q 12 hours, and Wellbutrin XL 300 mg once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild of 33.0. Plans continue. Wellbutrin XL as prescribed, period support provided. Number two, mild cognitive impairment. Of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, number three, unspecified dementia, mild with mood disturbance, F03.83. Plans continue. Namenda as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, under order and procedure 99305, under supplemental administrative risk management analysis, check common serious side effects of Namenda, Wellbutrin. Next paragraph, risk benefits statements. In my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.